I think one question, common question that people have here, you see Afghan National, there are questions about could there have been religious motivations? Could there be Islamic terror? Again, no idea if we end up going down this road, but what would it take for there to be a terror charge?
So you would need to show, first of all, if there's some sort of religious motivation, you could see additional charges for hate crime. For there to be a terror charge, you would actually have to show some sort of nexus to an international terrorist group. We hear the phrase domestic terrorism. That's a phrase that's defined in federal law, but there's actually, surprisingly, no crime of domestic terrorism. But if you could show that this was done in furtherance of some designated foreign terrorist group, then you could see terrorist charges, which of course carry sentences of up to life and potentially death.